And welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. You need to get your Tri-State Livestock News and a cup of coffee. Find out more about all kinds of agricultural insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Visit them at tsln.com. Kim, what do you have for The Good Stuff?
So I've got a bunkhouse Thanksgiving coming up. What do you have?
I have a little poem for you.
Okay. Well, I'll get started. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. This is called, like I said, Bunkhouse Thanksgiving, and it is actually by S. Omar Barker. Every once in a while we get to share his things. A beef roast in the oven and the hands all waiting round. So they got to kind of talking about the different things they'd found that each of them was thankful for on this Thanksgiving day. And some they told it solemn-like. And some, they told it gay. Tom thanked the Lord that hosses had four legs instead of two, so cowboys don't have to walk like some poor suckers do. Old Bashful claimed that women were the blessing in his life. No doubt he met his mother, for he'll never get a wife. I'm thankful most for cattle boys, said Slim, who thinks a heap in a world without them critters, we would all be herding sheep. The ramrod spoke his thankfulness that grass was good and long, and Curly said he thanked the stars that he was young and strong. While Bud, he blessed his appetite, the way the beef roast smelt, he also felt thanksgiving for the long holes in his belt. Old Donkey kind of sucked his pipe and gazed off toward the hills. Well, boys, he says, I'm 65 and full of liver pills. My rheumatism aches me and my pipe is getting stale. My hossy days are over and I'm feeling pretty pale. My bunion's grown so bulbous that I'll have to split my boot. My ears, I'd have to climb a tree to hear a hoot owl hoot. Can't down my woes in liquor, for my ticker's on the blink. I can't enjoy the caddy logs the way my blinkers wink. I've got some nose for smelling left, that roast is pert near done, but all the chawed teeth I've got adds up to only one. Old Gus sure savvy's cooking meat, I'd like to eat a pound, but heck, I couldn't chaw it if he took and had it ground. You talk about Thanksgiving, boys, and here you see me set, a plumb worn out old cowboy, but I'm mighty thankful yet, for every hoss I've ever rode and every sight I've saw. But most of all for gravy, which a man don't have to chaw. S. Omar Baker.
I like the Barker. Belt. The belt line in there.
Yeah, that's very good.
Loosening your belt up.
Yep, that's
good. We've all done that.
Yep.
This is called Friendship, and it's from Jake Lake from back in 2006. So it's been out there for a little while. Each of us has a hidden place, somewhere deep within ourselves, a place where we go to get away. To think things through, to be alone, to be ourselves. This unique place where we confront our deepest feelings becomes a storehouse of all of our hopes, all of our needs, and all of our dreams, and even our unspoken fears. It encompasses the essence of who we are and what we want to be. But now and then, whether by chance or design, someone discovers a way into that place we thought was ours alone, and we allow that person to see, to feel, and to share. All the reason, all the uncertainty, and all the emotion we've stored up there. That person adds new perspective to our hidden realm, then quietly settles down in his own corner of our special place, where a bit of himself will stay forever. And we call that person a friend. That's called Friendship from Jake Lake on The Good Stuff today.
Okay, here's a few more Thanksgiving side notes. The English used the word corn to describe grains like wheat, rye, barley, and oats. They used the term Indian corn or turkey wheat when speaking of what Americans now call corn. So it wasn't always corn.
I always thought it was maize.
Yeah, that's what, yep.
I'll learn something new.
There you go. And by 1620, the turkey, a native of the Americas, was already a familiar barnyard fowl in England. It had been brought to Europe 100 years earlier by the Spanish. We think we got here so early, and the Spanish were already bringing turkeys over to England. Okay, Mike, and you know how much of a big deal we make Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
And how it all got started?
Yes.
Only a single written account of the now famous harvest celebration of 1621 exists, and no turkey is ever mentioned.
No turkeys in that. Yeah, nope. we kind of change things along the way, don't we?
I think we did.
Counting down the days to Thanksgiving. Hope you guys have a great one out there. Be sure to keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.